Take your Bible and look at Psalm chapter 119. Psalm 119. And I will look at something with you here tonight. Psalm 119. I want to look at this. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. It's got 176 verses in that chapter. It's right sort of in the middle of the whole Bible. Psalm 119, 176 verses. Now, if you don't know 176, that is 16 times 11. I only got three amens out of that. 176. That's 16 times 11. You say, what's the big deal about that? It's because every verse, minus about three, talk about the Word of God. All 176 verses except for three, and I think in those three verses the Word of God is referred to, every one of those verses in 176 verses talks about the Word of God, the Bible. And so, don't you think it's odd that 176 verses is 16 times 11? And so, we're talking about the Bible tonight. Now, we cannot deal with all 176 verses tonight. You can't stand it. But we will go through some of these verses and talk about them here maybe a few Wednesday nights together if we can. The Bible is the greatest book that's ever been printed. There are other versions out there. We're not here to discuss that tonight, but things that are different are not the same. That's all I can tell you. There's Coke and then there's Diet Coke. And then you've got Zero Coke, zero calories, zero sugar. Who in the world would want to drink a Coke that had zero calories, zero sugar in it? What's the sense? What is the sense of taking milk that's got a red top on it and putting a pink top on it and putting no milk in it whatsoever and it looks like colored water? Well, basically when you boil that thing down, the Bible is the same way. You got 100% Bible and you got 2% Bible. And so you got to find out the 100% Bible, you better get a hold of it. And this is what we need to do. We need to love it, we need to learn it, and we need to live it. That Bible that you have in your lap, that is food for the soul. We need to love it, we need to learn it, and we need to live it. You need to hold it before your eyes and read it. You need to have it in your minds, that's memorizing it, and you need to heed it in your lives. That's obeying it. You hold it before your eyes, you have it in your minds, and you heed it in your lives. That's reading it, memorizing it, and obeying it. It's real simple. Psalm 119. The Bible, you think about this, and some of you have heard this before, but some of you may not have. The Bible is God has orchestrated this thing, put it together Himself. He used man as an instrument to write the words down, but God fed the words. He inspired those words. 1 Timothy 3:16, are all scriptures given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be furnished, perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And that Bible right there will furnish your whole house. Now, I'm not talking about your house you live in. I'm talking about furnish your house. It'll put a kitchen table in the kitchen. It'll put a bed in the bedroom. It'll put a closet where the closet needs to go. It'll put clothes in the closet where you go. You walk into your house. Is it empty? Is it furnished? Is it fully furnished? Well, it all depends on how much you love it, learn it, and live it about that Bible. And the way you treat this Bible is the way you treat the Lord. Well, hallelujah. The way you treat this Bible is the way you treat the Lord. And you say, well, that's not the same. It is the same. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see, we got this idea, we think this Bible just fell out of the sky in 1611. No, this Word, forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. It's always been up there. And it always will be up there. That book right there is an eternal book. It neither has beginning or ending. It is an eternal book. You'll never figure it all out. You study from sun up to sundown, 365 days a year, and you won't figure it all out. But one thing you will find in Genesis 1:1, you got in the beginning, y'all help me, in the beginning what? God. Take your finger and turn one page back if you got a Bible, like an old Scoville or something. Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 8. Psalm 118, verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord. Y'all see that? Than to put confidence in man. That is the middle two words in your Bible. There's 1,189 chapters in the Bible. That is the middle verse. The middle two words are the Lord. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning who? He's in the front. In the middle, you got who? The Lord. And then in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, the Bible says in the end, the Bible says, the Spirit and the Bride say come. You got God on the front, you got the Lord in the middle, and you got the Holy Spirit on the end. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in that Bible. You say, that's a coincidence. No, it's not a coincidence. Psalm 12, 6 and 7 says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried, as a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That Bible is for sure. You can trust in that Bible. I'll tell you something else in Psalm. Let me just give you this. In the Bible, numbers, you wouldn't believe how the numbers match up in the Bible. I'll give you just a couple. You can look. Some of you have seen this before, and if you have, you don't have to turn to it and look at it. You've already heard it. But the number of man is 6. If a man's over 6 foot tall, they call him tall. If he's under 6 foot, they call him short. They bury him 6 foot under. It's the number of man. And in the Bible, let's just take the Old Testament. Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Who? Joshua. The sixth book in the Old Testament is a man's name. Joshua has 6 letters. Now, y'all not getting as enthused as I thought you would about the Bible. But I'm trying to get you enthused about the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and then the first man's name is Joshua, the sixth book, and it's got 6 letters. Okay, maybe that didn't impress you. Maybe this will. In the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. How many letters does Romans have in it? All right. Some of you go to chapter 6. If you've never seen this before, go to chapter 6. Look at verse number 6. And tell me what the 6th word is. Now, some of you already seen it. Romans. Chapter 6, verse 6. Is everybody in verse 6? What's the 6th word? I'm going to wait until everybody gets there. What is the 6th word in the 6th book of the New Testament, in the 6th chapter, in the 6th verse? What is it? Amen. Ain't that something? The sixth book in the Old Testament is the first one named after man. And the sixth book in the New Testament, six letters, chapter 6, verse 6, the sixth word is man. That Bible right there is an important book. Now, you say Psalm 119. Psalm 119 has 176 verses. All right? Stay with me. 176 verses. It has, in your Bible, if you've got a reference Bible, I have an old Scofield. It's King James, but it's old Scofield. You may have a King James. It may be a Ryrie or a Thompson Chain or a whatever. In your Bible, like it is in mine, I have them sectioned off in eight verses sections. Has anybody got that in theirs? You've got eight verses, and then there's a pause, eight verses, and then there's a funny-looking word at the top of it. Y'all see that? That's a Hebrew alphabet. There's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. In 176 verses, there are 22 sections of 8 verses each. That first one, y'all see that word? A-L-E-P-H. That's the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Alf. Aleph, I think is what the Hebrews call it. Go down to verse 9. There's one above that. That's, they call it bait. It rhymes with mate. I know it looks like bet, but it's bait. B-E-T, bait. And then you got eight more verses. Look at 17. A little funny thing up there. That's Gimel. That's the first three letters. That's as far as I'm going. Because you'd get bored after 22 of them. Here's something I want to show you. There's the first eight verses right there in English. On this side, it's in Hebrew. In Hebrew, they don't read from left to right like we do. They read right to left. Y'all see that? That right there is the first letter in the alphabet, Aleph. Every line begins with the same Aleph in eight verses. Then you go to the next. There's the next eight verses. Bait. Same one. All eight verses, it starts with the same Hebrew letter. Gimel. Eight verses start with the same Hebrew letter. Now somebody tell me, please don't tell me after service, that's coincidence. Don't tell me that's coincidence. God put that in there. You know, you say 22 sections, 22 Hebrew alphabet letters, 22, eight verses each. What's all that mean? Why am I supposed to get so excited about that? Well, let me look at, verse 105. Look at 105. Verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105, thy words, everybody there? Thy word is a what? A lamp unto my feet and a what? Light unto my path. Y'all fixing to love this. The Bible is a lamp and a light. In the Old Testament, they have a golden lampstand. It's got seven lights on it, but each stem has each one of these lines here have three bowls. There's one, y'all see it? There's one, there's one. There's three. There's one, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Now there's what? How many is that? Three and three is six. Three more is nine. Three more is 12. Three more is what? 15. Three more is what? 18. And then this middle section right here. Y'all see? Got four bowls with it. One, two, three, four. 18 and four is what? 22. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You say, that's a coincidence. Well, just let me enjoy myself then. He said, I still don't see it. Well, here's another picture of it. Y'all see them little bowls right there? There's four on that center shelf. One, two, three, four. And then there's three in each section. There's 22 bowls in the lampstand. 22 sections of eight verses each. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now let me show you this. Go to Psalm 119, verse 1. Psalm 119, verse 1. There's many different words for the Bible. I'll give you, for instance, look at verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Y'all see the law of the Lord? The law of the Lord, that's the Bible. Verse 2. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies. His testimonies, that's the Bible. And that seek Him with their whole heart. Verse 3. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. That's the Bible. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Thy precepts, that's the Bible. All that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. That's the Bible. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. That's the Bible. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. That's the Bible. I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. And so on and so forth. And, of course, the next section starts with verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to Thy word. If you want to stay clean, you take a bath every day in that Bible. We was talking about that Old Testament a while ago and that lampstand. But when you come to the second, the laver, it was a water trough. And it was a picture. And you look down in the water. If you ever look down in still water where it's not moving, you look down and you can see your reflection. Well, that Bible, those priests would come in there and they'd wash their hands and they'd wash their feet and they'd get clean before they go on into those other parts of the tabernacle. And every morning, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get around this laver every morning. Now, I don't know if you've been doing it or if you haven't. But if you haven't, you need to. Amen. Come on now. We're not talking about, we're not talking about anything hard. This is real simple. And how the devil will get you, who was it? Spurgeon said, sin, this Bible will keep you from sin. And sin will keep you from this Bible. And my friend, this right here, Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. Read the instruction manual. Men have trouble with that. I understand. I am one. I think I can put it together all by myself. But I'm telling you, you can't put together the Christian life all by yourself. You're going to have some instructions. And the only way to have instructions, get the Bible out, break it open, and read it, and feed your hungry soul. Take a bath, just like you're supposed to be taking a bath. Some people you get around, you're like, you feel like calling them Lazarus or something. I mean, 4 days and he stinketh. Same way. If you don't feed your soul, you get around and, boy, you stink. I don't stink. I took a bath. Oh, I ain't talking about your flesh. I'm talking about your soul and spirit. That stinks.
What's coming out of your mouth, that's something you just told out of your mouth, that stinks. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereunto the word according to the word of God. Some people have the idea that the Bible is just for old people and just for people that are not educated. And well, I got news for you. That Bible has stated a long time ago that the earth was round before man ever figured it out. It says God sits on the circle of the earth. It was in the Bible if they just read it. Christopher Columbus thought he couldn't go. He thought he'd fall over. He thought he was a square or a box or whatever. He'd just fall. If he sailed his little ship, he'd just fall over. Well, if you'd read the Bible, I mean, you know, I know he's Roman Catholic, but still he could read. Waiting on the priest to tell him, and the priest probably didn't read it. To tell it, but if he'd have read it for himself, he'd have found out that the circle of the earth, over there in the Songs of Solomon, it talks about the hydrological cycle. It talks about the clouds drop the water out of the sky, and the sun comes out and evaporates that water and sucks that water back up into the clouds, and that cloud rains come down the ground. You know how long it took scientists to figure that out? It's in the song, or it's in the book of Ecclesiastes. That Bible is not for dumb people. It's for educated people and dumb people. And if you're dumb, you read it, you'll be smart. And you'll be way ahead. George Washington, they got sick. He cut him, tried to bleed him out, almost killed the man. Because they thought they'd bleed all that infection out, and you let all your blood go, you're going to die. Do you know what Leviticus 19 says? The life of the flesh is in the blood. Dummy. The Bible is not outdated, it's updated. And we must read it. And so a lot of people think, well, that's for old people and whatever else. Well, I can tell you this. Let me give you just a couple things right quick. Let me give you some things about the first eight verses right here. Well, let me show you this. I didn't show you this. Nine titles it gives of the Bible. His law, His testimonies, His ways, His precepts, His statutes, His commandments, His righteous judgments, His word, His ordinances in verse 91. Nine titles to the Bible. Nine is the number for fruitfulness. Nine. You say, nine, fruitful. Yeah, Galatians in the New Testament. Galatians, ninth book in the New Testament. Galatians has nine letters. You go to chapter 5. In verse 22, you got nine fruits of the Spirit. If you want to go to the New Testament, you go to Genesis chapter number 9. And you got eight people getting off the ark, starting a new beginning. And 9:1 says, Noah, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. I mean, you can go all day long. That Bible right there, you say, oh, it's a coincidence. That's not a coincidence. That right there is the Bible. That's why we make a big deal about the Bible. That's why we make a big deal about preaching. Why? We love singing. I love singing. I love music. But I'm telling you what, you can't live on that, on all of that alone. You're going to have the Bible. Listen, I traveled in a singing group all of my teenage years. Traveled in a singing group, me and Mark all over the place. Packed the building plumb out. People standing room. Boy, you sing a song, the tenor singer go way high, and the bass singer go way low, and everybody's this, throwing babies up in the air, swinging off the chandeliers. And then you say, all right, I want you to take your Bible and turn to Psalm 119. Oh, preacher, I got to go. I got to slip. I got to go. I got to go. Now, you were shouting a while ago. I'm telling you, I know people that go around, man, they go around, travel, watch all these groups and sing, and hadn't darkened the door of a church on a Sunday morning in 25 years. Why? Because they like singing, and they don't like the Word. That's carnal people. Hallelujah! Well, anyway, I didn't think it would go over. But it's what it says. Look here. This is what it'll do for you. Those nine titles about the Word of God, this is what it'll do for you. It cleanses. It quickens, makes alive. It strengthens. It establishes. Stay in your seat. Don't get excited. It defends. It comforts. You're going through something tonight, it'll comfort you. It'll instruct. It'll enlighten. It assures. It upholds. It brings peace. It delivers. Those 12 ministries that Bible right there has in Psalm 119, this is what that Bible will do for you. And if you're not clean, it'll get you clean. If you're not alive, it'll make you alive. If you're weak, it'll make you strong. Amen. If you need defending, it'll defend you. If you need comforting, it'll comfort you. If you need some instruction, it'll give you instruction. If you need enlightenment on what to do, the will of God for your life, it'll give you that. It'll give you some assurance. It'll uphold you when you're about to fall down and break all to pieces. It'll bring peace to you when your ship is a-raging and the ship without a sail. It'll deliver you for whatever you're going through. That's what that Bible will do. Well, number one, let me give you this. It makes us happy. You look at verse 1. Blessed. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies. Blessed. That Bible will make you happy. Amen. If you're not happy, you might want to get to the Bible. Listen. Laughter is good for the soul. Good medicine. You know where I got that? That come out of the Bible. I love to have fun. I do. Why? It makes us happy. Happy serving the Lord. Blessed. Blessed. I think some other places it's talking about blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. It'll make you like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. Psalmist David said this, blessed, blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin. Oh, that's good. That'll make you happy. That's what we were talking about a while ago. Joe was leading that song and talking about my sin, not the part, but the whole thing has been nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is well with my soul. Yes. Blessed. That Bible will make you happy. If you're not happy, get happy. All right. It needs to make you happy in your way, in your walk, in your will. It'll make you holy. It'll make you happy. It'll make you holy. That's what it says in 4, 5, and 6. It'll make you holy. Not holy like what I had in my sock, a hole in my sock. I ain't talking about that. But it will make you holy. Not perfect. Listen, but it will make you separate. It'll make you holy. It'll make you clean. It'll make you healthy. It'll make you happy, it'll make you holy, and it'll make you healthy. Y'all have all heard clean living brings long living. You want to live a long time? You need to live clean. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to hurry through this because this ain't going over too good. But I like the Bible.
Amen.
And if you don't like the Bible, you need to start your day out with that Bible. And you probably need to end your day with that Bible. You probably ought to find some place in the middle of the day to read the Bible. You say, I ain't got time to read about three or four verses. Read three or four verses. A proverb a day will keep the devil away. 31 proverbs. I read a proverb every day. What's the day? How much? That's what I read this morning. I done forgot it. That's why you need to read some before you go to bed and in the middle of the day so you don't forget it. You read one proverb a day. You'll read proverbs 12 times a year. That's where you get your wisdom from. First day of the month, you read Proverbs 1. And all through. You say, well, what about them damn months that ain't got 30? Then you read two chapters on the last day. It won't hurt you. It'll make you happy. It'll make you holy. It'll make you healthy. And it'll make you honorable. Hey, let me show you this right here. Look at verse number 6. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Folks, you know, say, preacher, explain that. Okay, let me explain it to you. You ever been sitting in church? And I have. I've done this before. And have somebody be preaching. And son, how many of you have done it? And you said, he's preaching right at me. He's been reading our mail. He's been peeking. Who's he been talking to? Have you ever thought he might have been talking to the Lord? And the Lord might have told him what you needed for the day? Nobody's been gossiping about you. We got better things to do than gossip about you. But the Lord said, hey, you need to preach on this right here. I said, Lord, why do I need to preach on that? He knows who's coming, who ain't. You would be surprised. Some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth, and somebody said, you know, well, you didn't know so-and-so was here, and he was whatever, and I said something about it. I didn't know. I had no idea. You ever been sitting there, and the preacher starts preaching, and you start sinking down in your seat, trying to hide behind the person, you know. That's why Brother Crawford likes sitting over by the pole. You know, he likes behind that pole. But that's what the verse 6 says. Hey, when you have respect under the Bible and the commandments, and I'm doing this, and I'm loving it, and I'm learning it, and I'm living it, the preacher can't make me ashamed. If I'm loving it, and I'm learning, I'm living it, I'm doing this, the preacher, he can preach on anything he wants to. I know it's Wednesday night. I know you worked all day. But if you loving it and living it and learning it, hey, preacher can preach on. Preacher, you preach on anything you want to. I'm ready for it. I ain't going to be ashamed. Everything's all right. I'm clean. I took a bath this morning. Woo! Well, it's going to make you happy. It's going to make you holy. It'll make you healthy. It'll make you honorable. And it will make you humble. It'll make you humble. I think the Bible says, as newborn babes desire. I'm going to end with this. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. I'm going to end with this. Everybody, some of you have already had little babies and hadn't been long. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. That baby was born. You didn't have to send it to eating classes. You didn't have to weigh and force feed. You just get one of them bottles, and when they even smell it, am I not telling the truth? Son, they're like, and they latch onto that thing. And that bottle, you put it, hey. Preacher, I've been saved. Every morning, you'll be like.
That's right.
Amen. Now, that's silly and that's funny, But when it's all said and done at the end of the day, it sure is true. I just don't like it. You mean you? What's wrong with us that we don't like to? And listen, I get busy. I'm busy all over the place. And you know what? Sometimes we forget. Thing get a little dust on it. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I need to respect your word better. I need to love it. Need to learn it. Need to live it. Every morning, get that bottle out. Newborn babes, desire. I want to. Desire. The sincere milk of the word. Psalm 119. I'm telling you, 176 verses. Go home and read them. Take about, read eight verses. Take you 22 days to do that. And do it. See what that Bible has for you. Amen. Thank the Lord. All right. We'll have some prayer requests. Unless anybody's got a question on that. Anybody?